Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back for the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, especially when those domestic enemies are prancing around universities talking about the end of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they're going to recruit your preachers in order to call the masses into FEMA camps built by Halliburton. That's where we're at. Pretty scary stuff, but reality. I mean, everything I just said there is really going on. FEMA is recruiting pastors and preachers to preach to you Romans, where you give into the government. The government is God. Isn't that nice? The government's not God, folks. Governments throughout history are not there for the people. Okay? They're manipulated. They're there to eviscerate our rights. They're there to dominate us. That's why dictatorships pop up all throughout the world. And, you know, constitutional republics and democracies are not the norm. You need to get it through your head. We're lucky. We're real lucky to be where we are. We're in a position right now where we can still fight a lot of this. But people's heads are so much in the sand by their infotainment, you know, which is really, really our own fault for falling for it, you know. These 24-hour news networks, even CNN and, you know, Fox News, all that other stuff, half of it's Britney Spears, Like I Care, or Anna Nicole Smith. Like, I really do like that Jesse Ventura went out there and said, you know, Anna Nicole Smith was nothing but a model. And they covered her death for 2 months on every 24-hour news network. And there were entire shows like Larry King Live dedicated to it. And let's not forget about her death scandal right before that, the baby scandal. Who cares? How does her having a baby with six other dudes affect my life at all? It doesn't. The only way it affects my life is it dumbs my neighbors down enough to where they don't even care that 9/11 is a false flag attack that's taken away all our rights and freedoms and is killing American soldiers day after day overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. And let's not mention all the brown people we've killed, because obviously they're brown and they're not human. You know, they're less than human somehow because they're born in Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, let's bomb them into the Stone Age. Let's make it a glass parking lot. I've only heard that 300 dozen times. All right, let's keep going with the callers. Let's go to Craig in D.C. Craig, are you there?
Hey, Jason. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, you know, I'm real good. It's a real pleasure to talk to you. I've seen your Loose Change films, and those are something else, man.
Well, thank you, man.
I don't want to sound stupid in asking this question, but was the purpose of each successive one, it's not to usurp the previous one, it's to continue to build the narrative, I assume, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the way I looked at it is this, all right? For instance, you know, Dylan did the first edition all on his own. It was a 60-minute documentary. It opened up a lot of eyes. Okay, and when I saw that, I saw the potential for this thing to be the one that broke into the mainstream. So I met Dylan and Corey prior to the second edition. We took the best 30 minutes from the second edition, and we made this 90-minute narrative. Now, this one blew up out of the sky. I mean, it was featured on every news channel, brought us around the country, caught a lot of eyes, had O'Reilly bashing us, got us into this next project. And what we tried to do with the final cut that we didn't do so much in the second edition was to try to stay away from what we thought happened and really just show, hey, here's the official version of events right here, and here's the evidence against it. For instance, one of my favorite sections in that is the War Games section, because we started off with Condoleezza Rice and George W. Bush saying, oh, we never knew that they could use planes as weapons. No one ever thought that. Now, anybody with half a brain knows about Bozhenka. They know that we were the ones running drills, the only country running drills of ramming planes into the World Trade Center prior to it happening. And then we show the news clip, you know? We show Peter Jennings. And then there's no answers, man. That's the big problem. There's no answers after we show that news clip. It just shows you, wow, they lied again and no one did anything. In fact, he testified, not under oath, with Dick Cheney. Stay there, Craig. I want to get some more points from you on the other side. It is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Mm-hmm. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
USSimpleFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USSimpleFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and so-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmis. You can go check out my stuff over at www.loosechange911.com. Alex will be back. I think he's doing the Sunday show. He might not be, but he'll be back on Monday for show. And I was just discussing, you know, the Loose Change movies with Craig in D.C. And Craig, I'm actually doing another movie right now, which is also a 9/11 film, which is going to focus not only on, you know, the foreign government involvement in 9/11, really going to focus in on, you know, not only the Pakistani involvement, but the Israeli involvement, the Saudi Arabian involvement, and the congressional cover-up. But it's also going to focus on the whistleblowers. You know, people like J. Michael Springman's testimony have never really been heard, even though Robert Wright and Larry Klayman get a little cameo in the introduction of Loose Change Final Cut. They don't really get to be brought into depth. Sybelle Edmonds' story has never really been in the movie to my satisfaction, especially now that she's come out in that Times Online piece to admit that, Mahmoud Ahmed of the ISI was not only involved in this wiring of Muhammad Atta's $100,000, but also involved in this international spy ring that was trading nuclear secrets with Israel, the Turks, and Pakistan, with supposedly household names within the White House. So, I think she named Mark Grossman, but the Times Online didn't have the nuts to publish Mark Grossman's name of the State Department. It was published on the Brad blog. So, yeah, man, I mean, I'm just trying to expand my audience. I'm trying to bring in people through different routes. You know, if Loose Change Second Edition was too hardcore or too youthful for some, maybe Loose Change Final Cut brings it back a little bit, has a little bit more of a broader soundtrack. Maybe that can bring some people in. And the same with this new one, Fabled Enemies. Maybe we can bring some new people into the movement with this movie, Craig.
Well, when's that one set for release?
Well, I am working on it as we speak. I mean, I last night literally is the first time I left the office before 11 p.m. I've been pulling 14, 15-hour days out here while I'm in Texas trying to put this out. I'm hoping that it will be edited all the way through on June 1st, and we're shooting for an August 1st release date. So look for that one out on Google Video. It's going to be there for free for everybody, and I'm going to encourage people to make copies just like all of our films and hand them out.
Well, Jason, I think it's obvious to anybody that watches your films and all the other documentaries that are promoted on this show and on this network that hours and hours of devotion and passion got to go into them, and that's part of what makes it so amazing is that it's a from-the-heart type of thing. It's a from-the-heart type of movement, you know? And I just can't thank you enough for putting out and doing what you do. I mean, you've raised so many great points in these Loose Change films, and one of the most arousing ones for me was this notion that the hijackers were still alive somewhere and wondering why they're showing up on this list.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that wasn't touched upon in the Loose Change Final Cut version.
Yep. Well, basically, we had covered that in the second edition, and we didn't feel like we needed to. We did touch on it really quick in the Final Cut. We mentioned really in passing that, oddly enough, the mainstream media would report a bunch of these guys alive. But I'd like to point out United 23, and that's going to be in this new movie. United 23 was another plane that was supposedly going to be hijacked. What happened was the pilot didn't take off because he felt like there were guys in the back that were going to hijack the plane. He already had word what had happened in New York. So he was out in New Jersey, I believe, and he refused to take off. So then these four guys wouldn't get off the plane. It was very odd. They then get them off the plane, and they don't stick around for their luggage. They leave. Well, inside their luggage, of course, are Al-Qaeda training manuals and building blueprints and everything else. The weird thing is, these guys were, quote-unquote, never brought to justice because they were using false identification. Well, if they were using false identification and they were part of the September 11th plot, why wouldn't the other guys be using false identification, Craig?
That's pretty interesting. Every point you bring up is like a new bright idea. It's great, you know?
Well, it's baffling to me. Another point that never gets brought up, again, that I'm not sure if I'm going to include this in Fabled Enemies. I was editing through the cover-up section. I thought about adding this in there, as another point to that Flight 23. Actor James Woods got on a plane in July, okay?
Yeah.
He saw Atta and three other guys all dressed up in jumpsuits. He got real nervous. He started talking to the flight attendant. She agreed it looked like they were going to try to hijack the plane. They kept their eye on him the entire time. And then both of them filed FAA reports against these guys to the FBI. Nothing happens to them. Why doesn't anything happen to him? Well, because two of his buddies are living, Khalid Al-Madar and Nawaf Al-Sami. They're the guys living with the FBI informant, okay? They're the ones renting and living from. Now, those are also two guys that were identified by Able Danger, and they tried to go to the FBI and say, hey, we have these guys. The FBI wasn't interested because they were on their payroll, dude. That's what kills me, you know? So, there's just so many interlocking, intersecting questions. I think it's important to put out several different pieces of media and let people decide what they think is the most effective so we can keep spreading this word because, 9/11 Truth, is the only movement for me. Our entire foreign and domestic policy are still based on the events of 9/11 that we've been told by the government and media, and it's still front page news, and it's still an excuse for everything. So until we bring the truth to light, I'm going to keep harping on it, Craig. I thank you for the call, man. I hope you have a great day. There's another great caller. Let's go to Nate in Maine. Nate, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
It's a pleasure and an honor to speak with you, Jason.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I hate to bring this subject up. I haven't been able to tune into the show for a couple of days because I've been on a business trip. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted to get your take and any new information that you might possibly have on this whole Nico Hopp assaulting one of the We Are Change guys over at Ground Zero.
All right, yeah. I mean, I hate to even give the guy attention because he's a total nutbag, but let me go through it.
I hear you.
I've known Nico now since the fourth anniversary of 9/11 was my first experience meeting him. I met him there And we were discussing Loose Change, first edition. This is before he was really just ranting and raving down at Ground Zero, blah, blah, blah. And he's telling me no planes, key outs, this and that. And I'm like, dude, that makes absolutely no sense. I go, first of all, amateurs caught the plane on camera. It wasn't just news agencies. So what did these amateurs do? They gave their cameras to the news agencies who then edited the planes and they never said anything? No. Number two, he's like, oh, well, it's simple chroma key. And I said, well, then why didn't they chroma key in a plane that looked like a United plane? I'm like, from every video I've seen, this thing has a gray underside, two gray engines. Okay, it doesn't look like a United plane. The only thing I see on it is the United logo on the tail. So why wouldn't they do a better job if they were going to key it in? Oh, that makes no difference. I am crazy. So he came to one of the initial screenings of Loose Change 2nd Edition. In fact, if you go online, and I think you type in WTC7, Jason Burmes, firefighter, you'll see an interview I conducted with one of the firefighter survivors who came to that screening. Now, I also tried to get Nico Hopped on camera at that time, just to kind of give his views on the second edition. It's before he was going down to Ground Zero and acting crazy. Now he goes down there and he harasses a group that's very effective, We Are Change, okay, more effective than any other truth group out there. I hate to say that because, you know, a lot of people do some great work. But there is, I'm sorry, there's just nobody as effective. There's nobody out there doing what they're doing, okay? I'd say a close second is maybe Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and I love those guys too. But We Are Change is across the country, okay? They're from L.A. to New York. They're not letting anybody pass by. So what does this guy start to do? He starts to go down to Ground Zero to scream at them to make them look crazy. And if you saw this latest video, after the bombing, that little flash bomb, that flash grenade bomb that was caught in Times Square, that's exactly where We Are Change goes, okay? And then Nico Hopped magically is out there with a huge sign with seven different, or I think it was actually nine different covers from that day that said, we did it, the only little post thing that they got to try to insinuate that We Are Change somehow flash-banged Times Square. Give me a break. And then you see him on tape grab somebody by the throat after he asks who's paying him, and he doesn't get arrested. Okay, he's wearing a party hat, looking like a moron, ranting and raving in front of Ground Zero, and he's not being arrested? Come on. Who's the guy pouring the stuff down his throat? It looks like an op to me. You know, he could just be a nut, but, you know, if they're not going to arrest him for trying to choke somebody, that's a telltale sign, wouldn't you say, Nate?
Yeah, that's just the thing that got me, because I just watched that video this morning. That's why I had to bring it up.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, the guy, like you said, he chokes the guy. And when Luke brought over the tape to the cop and showed him the tape of this man being assaulted, any normal citizen, I mean, if that was another cop showing another cop the tape that had been, a cop had been choked, the guy would have been arrested and hung.
He would have definitely been arrested and then probably beat in a cell, because that's how they like to do.
Exactly.
But New York, man, is so, especially New York City, man, right down in the pit of Ground Zero, there are so many police. I mean, so, first of all, it goes right down into the PATH train station. In other words, the subway station is right under that thing in Ground Zero. And actually,
right,
there's a cool little part in the new 9/11 Chronicles movie. A lot of people probably aren't aware of this, but just type in all-seeing eye New York City subway, and right underneath New York City subway, right underneath the World Trade Center section, is a huge map of the entire globe in like a circle. It looks like the top of a globe spanned out, and in the middle of that is the all-seeing eye, and it is illuminating its vision throughout the world. And then there's
wow,
all sorts of little eyes and mosaics and stuff. I don't think they're putting the actual world map thing on there, but they are putting all the little Illuminati eye symbols that are all over New York City in the film. But check it out, man. I mean, that to me is disgusting. The fact that they're putting, police with M5 carbon rifles down in the subway now is disgusting. I mean, how is that going to stop any crime? How is that going to stop crime as opposed to, say, a pistol? Nobody's
right,
gone down into the subways with an AK-47 or another type of, automatic pistol or even a machine gun and wiped anybody down. You're going to give this to the cops? The cops are trigger happy, man. They're going to end up killing an entire family or an entire train full of people. It's nuts to me. Yeah, big time, exactly. Nate, I thank you for the call. We are going to come back and take a couple more calls, folks. Remember, starting at 1 o'clock, we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com on, and that should be really interesting. I can't wait to get his take on the money and the police state. Remember, Alamo Draft House, 9/11 Chronicles, May 17th and 18th. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Yeah.
That's our beat. Oh, Bob Dylan. That's a good one. Sundown on the Union, indeed. All right, we're going to keep firing through phone calls until we get into the second hour with Paul Watson. Phone calls have been fun today. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I'll be in tomorrow as well. Let's not forget the Alamo Drafthouse screening of the 9/11 Chronicles, a couple of sneak peeks, if you will, on May 17th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Remember, this is an all-new Alex Jones picture, unlike anything Alex Jones has ever done. And I can't state it any better than that. It is absolutely different from anything you've ever seen. All righty. Let's go to Don in Texas. Don, are you with it? Are you with me?
Oh, yeah. Say, the reason I call, number one, and I agree with a lot of the programs like the Israeli. Not all Israelis are bad, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's a division in Israel, you know, between the Mosaic and the Talmudic.
Mm-hmm.
The Mosaic are the people that follow the old law,
mm-hmm.
and the Talmudic, you know, they actually are atheists.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was calling about is like the Mormons, the compound they raided in West Texas, and took all the children out of the place.
Sure.
Well, if you want to do some research, you might find that some of the leaders in the social group there, the Child Protective Services, the ones that did all the announcements, you know, and a lot of these announcements are well scripted, very polished, very professional, hypnotic type. You know, pronouncements that these people are doing all kind of child molestations, not a single bit of proof.
No, well, that's absolutely right. You know, one of the things I brought up yesterday when I had Irene Spencer on, who's the author of Shattered Dreams and got out of a polygamous family, is, you know, look, obviously there's some mind control going on with these people that are, you know, married into these, you know, 12 and 13 people relationships, but why not go through due process? If, in fact, these children are being molested. If there is evidence, there should be no problem with,
let me say something. Can I say another thing?
Sure.
Well, they say they're going to claim to be able to prove that with DNA proof that the popular idea is that they are all polygamist and impregnating 13 and 14-year-olds. You can't believe forensic evidence anymore. The forensic groups all around the country have been exposed as whatever is politically correct. They'll come out with the answer that the people in power want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas the people that say, well, we're going to check the DNA, we're going to do all this, and then they'll come back 3 weeks later and say, well, here's the proof. No, there's been no oversight on that, no examination. They could say anything they want to, and a lot of people are kind of in a suggestible mode. I wonder if the chemtrails have rained down some kind of stuff that makes people believe anything.
You know, even without the chemtrails, I mean, there's so much fluoride in the water in our food products now that it's outrageous.
Well, that's possible, too. But also, it's just been a long time. It's like the Holocaust, for instance. I was in Germany. I was in there. I was not a German soldier. I was there shortly after World War II was over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very unlikely. I worked for a guy, and my commanding officer was somebody that probably caused the death of a lot of the Jewish people. Well, not all of them, of course, but he led many raids into the factories that the Jewish people were working in. They were not death camps. The Jews and Poles and Russians and all the other conscripted labor they had were valuable commodity to the Germans. They didn't want them dead. They wanted to produce goods for the Wehrmacht, you know, the German war machine.
Yeah, well, obviously there were work camps too, man. I thank you for the call, Don. Let's go to Rick in Texas. Rick, are you with us?
I'm here. Thanks, Jason. I love Loose Change, Final Cut.
Oh, thanks, man.
And I've been trying to get on for a while. My phone's dropped several times. I want to stay on point. Early in the show, you mentioned what's going on with the police.
Mm-hmm.
And you just talked about the police chief not coming down on the side of the citizens.
Yeah, well, hold on one second, Rick. We'll come back to you right after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Loosechange911.com is my site.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in. And I want to encourage all of you to go out there and get some of Alex Jones's films, burn them to disc and hand them out. Some of the lesser-known films. You know, America Destroyed by Design is, I believe, Alex's first picture. It was done in the mid to late 90s. And it really is a blueprint for what has happened in the last 10 to 15 years. I mean, it really goes through the whole thing. Almost everything in the entire video he predicted has come true, and it's a real good base point to show you how, you know, the United States of America has been given over to a global governance. You know, portions of this country were given to the United Nations years and years and years ago, our parks. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous stuff. Or if maybe the police state is your thing. You know, police state 1 through 3, I think you can get them on one disc now. All three, I think it's like 9 hours of video, all on one DVD set, the police state series over at Infowars.com, where you can get some of the newer stuff. You know, it's an election year. Perhaps, which one is the, man, I can't, American Dictators, of course. American Dictators really follows both the Kerry and Bush campaigns and shows how there are two sides of the same coin, and, you know, Kerry was there to throw the election. It features Bev Harris of Black Box Voting, and what is the other one? She's got a couple Invisible Ballots and Hijacking Democracy, I think, are her two documentaries that are outside of American Dictators, but she's in that as well. Right now we're talking to Rick in Texas about the out-of-control police and the police chiefs covering for their little soldiers, if you will. Rick, you've got the floor.
Thank you, Jason. When you said something about the police chief backing up the policeman on this, I thought, well, let's go to the mayor. So I looked him up on the Internet, called his office. He's not in, but there's a very nice lady there, and she has not had a lot of phone calls, which I thought was very disappointing. But I made my point to her very lucidly, but in a nice way, because I didn't think she needed to be battered. Unlike the Goombas in New York City when they had Alex.
Mm-hmm.
But it got the point across to her, and she was very perceptive of what was going on when I explained it to her. I said, you know, this, we are in a constitutional republic, and the police are acting like fascist thugs. And the fact that they picked this guy up for not allowing them to get into his car and they arrested him, that's the kind of thing that happens in police states. And I said, we can't let this happen. And she said, well, do you want him to call you back? I said, well, no, but I'm who I am. I gave her my name, and I said, but I'm from out of town, but I am an American, and every time I hear about this, I make calls because we can't allow this to happen in our country. And that's what I want to have a call of action to people to call in and let them know that we don't appreciate that they're doing this. And their number is 972-838-2338. 972-838-2338. That's the city council and the mayor's office. And
Rick, I encourage people to call them up as well. And, you know, again, we can't allow this stuff to happen. I thank you for the call. You know, I want to tell a little police state story of my own. A few years back, I was in my little Amish town of Fort Plain, New York. You can look it up on a map. It's very tiny, very upstate, literally lots of Amish people. And my parents run an auction out there. They do it over the summer. And I decided that I was going to go get myself a coffee. It was like 7 or 8 at night. It's a little dark. Wasn't that dark, but it was starting to get dark. I'm walking down the street, and to my surprise, you know, I'm on a little off street or whatever. The police pull me over while I'm walking. Literally pull me over while I'm walking. Hey, son, what's your name? I'm like, excuse me? What's your name? I'm like, you know that you're breaking the Fourth Amendment, you know, pulling me over, walking, demanding to know my information. Oh, we got a wise guy. Gets out of the car, has the pepper spray in his hand, aiming it at me. I'm like, what are you gonna do? Pepper spray me? And he's like, you're going to jail unless you tell me who you are right now. We got a report of someone fitting your description. I'm like, really? There's barely any crime in my town. I can't imagine what description I was fitting. So I said, my name's Jason. Jason who? I'm like, are you looking for a Jason? Don't get wise with me. You'll be in this car faster than you know, son. I'm like, Jason Burmes. And they got back in the car, thank you, and they just drove off. And I'm just like, I cannot believe that just happened. Now, I could have sat there and I could have not given them my name, and I could have been in the back of a car, probably, you know, sprayed with pepper spray, and I could have gone through an entire legal battle where the cops covered it up and beat me mercilessly, and I'm the bad guy. I resisted arrest or I harassed somebody, even though, again, I'm alone on a street with a cup of coffee, not even in a car. That's how out of control it is now, guys. All right, let's go to Stuart in, I believe it's North Carolina. Stuart, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you, but it's New York here.
Oh, New York, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You just proved in that little story that you told that discretion is indeed the better part of valor.
Mm-hmm.
For you to have not done that, it wasn't worth a beating for sure. And I would like to say also that, you know, I'm kind of sad to hear all these horrible reports of police. I would like to hear occasionally some of the good things that they do. I mean, even Alex says that by and large, the vast majority of the police are doing okay, but it's these rogue guys that are just ruining it for everybody. That's point one I'd like to make. And point number two, I've been in the 9/11 truth movement since August of 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine anybody who could answer the question better than you. How far away do you think we are from the tipping point? And if and when it does tip, what do you think the result will be? I mean, will we get our rights back?
All right, here's my answer for it. Tipping point, I feel like we've already reached the tipping point. When you have people like Rosie O'Donnell on a mainstream TV show, like The View, expressing truth about 9/11 and then being fired, yeah, we're at a tipping point. When you have a former governor, Jesse Ventura, going on Hannity and Combs and not even really being attacked for his views on 9/11, yeah, we're at a tipping point. The problem is that the administration that most people think are behind the attacks, at least that know this alternative narrative, the Bush administration, is still in power. And to some extent, there were those within the Bush administration that were absolutely involved in the planning and the execution of this attack. Everybody, of course not. Even Bush himself, I doubt. But as I've been saying on the radio, I feel like once this administration is out, we're going to see a lot more lie hop or let it happen on purpose stuff come out. For instance, Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth confronted Joe Biden about 6 months ago about Able Danger, and he grabbed Justin Martel, put his arm around him. He said, you know, there's going to be a lot coming out about 9/11 in the next few years. And this same man, when he was confronted by Luke Radowski about his meeting with General Mahmoud Ahmed, the Pakistani funding arm of the hijackers, he said it was classified after he actually admitted that he was in a meeting and he was telling them to stop funding him. So we're going to see that kind of stuff come out. Now, will we get our rights back? You know, I doubt it. I think that they're going to let it out at such an incremental level it'll never even be up for discussion in the mainstream media that we need to now eviscerate the Patriot Acts 1 and 2 and we need to get rid of Homeland Security. I mean, they've really entrenched Homeland Security as now a staple of the United States. They're talking about having high schools for training. You know, they already have college programs in criminal justice where you can go right into DHS. I pray to God that within the next 2 years, something does happen where the masses are awakened and we get out into the street, not by the thousands, but by the tens and hundreds of thousands, if not millions. And then maybe we can see a difference. Then maybe we can start to get our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Maybe we can start reforming Congress and the Senate. But until we have that kind of reformation where our leaders are for and by the people, in other words, people like you and me that actually care about people and aren't these millionaires and billionaires in business with the lobbyists that put them in office, we're not going to see a change. I mean, that's just the bottom line in my opinion, Stuart. I don't know. What do you think?
Disappointed to hear those words. I was kind of hoping that some previous Supreme Court decisions might reverse some of these things, like in the Patriot Act, specifically Marbury versus Madison.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a ton of that. There's a ton of that stuff. I mean, listen, the Supreme Court, though, who is it appointed by? It's been appointed by the last couple administrations, and the Clinton administration isn't better than the Bush administration, okay? It just sounded slicker, and it felt better because we weren't at war with two sovereign nations and the economy was good. In reality, you know, the Clinton family, Bill and Hill, were running coke in the 80s for George Bush Sr. through Iran-Contra and MENA, Arkansas. I mean, Sully Castillo has been on the show talking about that. Look, man, I hope that we can have some kind of a, you know, revelation of the minds and we can, you know, get this going. But, I mean, people like Judge Roberts and Judge Alito on the Supreme Court, they're not there for us. And I don't think they're ever going to rule in favor of the people. And I know that is disappointing, but I think that we just have to keep railing on the general populace and keep informing them so that we can get the masses out into the streets and we can get, you know, a real change in this country. I thank you for the call, Stuart. All right, let's go to Jonathan in Colorado. Is this my boy, Jonathan?
Yeah, Jason, this is Jonathan. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I see that you posted a new blog over at the loosechange911.com site. We have a new little blogger over there.
Yeah. No. Oh, I didn't post that, I don't believe.
Oh, wait, well, this must be a separate Jonathan. I'm thinking Jonathan from We Are Change Colorado. This must be a separate Jonathan, I'm sorry.
No, but I want, that's one thing I want to do is become involved with that group.
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
you should. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to get back. You were talking earlier about the how the churches were being
contacted, and the ministers or preachers are being told that they need to talk to their parishioners and talk them through how they should submit to government, and government is God. This is a call that I made to Alex a while back, and I really didn't, I guess, express myself clearly. Ted Haggard, as you remember from the New Life Church.
Yeah, the crystal meth head.
Right, and that happened with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
He is not. What happened, he started a church, and I know him personally.
Oh, I heard your call. I remember listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, from about three people and built it to one of the largest churches in the country himself.
Mm-hmm.
He is a very, very honest individual, very high moral standing individual. He was approached, and I'm going to make this quick and then get off because I'm a little afraid to make this call, but he was approached and told that he was going to do this, and he refused.
Mm-hmm.
Everything it happened after he refused their orders or to submit to what they wanted him to do. That's the kind of moral individual he is. He said it will not happen, and that's what happened.
So you're saying that Haggard was approached for this Romans 13 program where he calls his flock into FEMA death camps, and he said no, and that's the reason that he was set up with this homosexual prostitute and crystal meth?
Well, you can come to your own conclusion about why he was set up, with that. But I will tell you, I've known him for years, and he would be the last person on earth that would do that. And I know who the prostitute was that they brought in. He was actually a White House prostitute, and I think he was actually at the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, so, that's lovely.
Anyway, that's what really happened. And he's demonized, and I'm very sorry it's happened to him because he's one of the greatest people you'll ever meet. But anyway, that's just what I wanted to let you know, and it's one of those unfortunate situations. And there are more of them out there. He just happened to be very, very big worldwide, and so they made
a point out of him. All right,
anyway,
Jonathan,
that was it, Jason. You're doing a great job. And I have all of your videos, and I have Alex Jones, most of his videos, and I subscribe, and I listen almost every day. So keep up the good work, and I do want to get involved with We Are Change Colorado. So
you should. WeAreChange.org is the big overseeing site, and on the left-hand side are flags throughout the country and throughout the world. You click on those will go to the local We Are Change chapters in your area, and we are encouraging as many people to be involved with We Are Change as possible. And thanks for the kind word, Jonathan. I hope somebody does look into that, because if Haggard was set up, that does deserve to be brought to light. You know, I'm not a huge fan of any of these evangelicals that go on TV or whatever, but, you know, if he is one of the guys that stood up against this program and then was set up, you know, that should come to light to the public. All right, let's go to Joel in Texas. Joel, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, Jason.
How you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Good job on the videos everybody's been telling you, so I don't want to get in there and grease you too much. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about real quickly was, I thought it was pretty weird. I took had a wedding to go to out in San Diego this last week and ended up taking my family to SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that kind of caught me off guard was they have electronic thumbprint scanning.
Okay.
At SeaWorld now.
Oh, yeah, it's been there for it's been there now like 3 years. In fact, I remember when Alex Jones went there, it's somewhere on his PrisonPlanet.tv site. He goes there, and he actually hangs back in the back with all the workers telling them how bad the thumb scanning is at SeaWorld. Go ahead.
I got to check that out, because I wasn't sure if you guys knew about that.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that I was going to talk to you about, just getting it out there, is obviously I know you have extensive knowledge of, you know, what's going on out there and everything, but I just recently found out that Rockefeller owns 80% of the stock in ExxonMobil.
Mm-hmm. Well, that all comes from Standard Oil money back in the day.
Right. And so, you know, I've been going to ExxonMobil, filling up my tank all this time, and it's like, you know, now that I found this out, it's like, why? I mean, this last year they had the record-breaking world profits for any corporation ever.
Isn't that lovely that the oil companies can just start charging whatever they want for gas, creating this scarcity that doesn't really even exist after they take over the second largest oil-rich nation in the world, Iraq, and then they can post record profits for 2 years in a row. 2 years in a row, the oil companies are having record profits, and nothing is done.
Right. And I mean, and then the fact that, you know, Rockefeller owns 80%, or the family owns 80% of the stock, and then that, you know, them and Rothschilds have acquired a majority share of the world agriculture, and they're starting to look into, you know, suppressing that market. It's just like, you know, it's world domination, but it seems like, you know, anybody out there that didn't know, they should just stop using ExxonMobil.
Well, absolutely. I think that people should educate themselves on the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. I think the documentary Money Masters covers it very, very well. Joel, I thank you for the call. We're going to take some more callers on the other side. And then Paul Joseph Watson joining us at the top of the hour. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment before we go to the top of the hour with Paul Joseph Watson, the PrisonPlanet.com webmaster, accomplished author of Order Out of Chaos, working on another project right now. We're going to get his take on the current state of the police state and, of course, of the U.S. economy that's just going into the pits. But before that, we're going to take another call. Let's go to Bill in Illinois. Bill, are you with us?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. I'm going to ask kind of an odd question, but please play along with me. You'll see where I'm going. In all your years, Jason, have you ever seen a talking snake?
No.
You've never seen a talking snake? Well, I have seen two. One was in Robin Hood, and one was in The Jungle Book, both put out by Walt Disney, who does Make Believe. What is funny is more people in America believe in a talking snake than they do in their government attacking them. And they call us conspiracy nuts.
Well, yeah, I mean, people love fantasy, man. I mean, they're so wrapped up in the nonsense. I mean, that should be apparent to the fact that, you know, the single moms out there that don't work, or not even the single moms, but, you know, just the moms out there that are hooked on these soap operas, man. I mean, how bad are those productions of Guiding Light and, you know, all that other stuff? And they'd rather believe that reality than the real one, dude.
It's just really sad, isn't it, Jason?
I think it's extremely sad that we're in a consumerist mall-type culture that it's all about what kind of car you drive, what kind of shoes you wear, what kind of hair products you use, and not about what kind of person you are, or, you know, how much you know.
Exactly.
Or you're involved in the community. I mean, it seems to me that almost no one out there who's involved in local community gets the kind of credit they deserve.
I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I got one other bit of info on the police state for you.
Sure.
I live in the town of Naperville, and it was reported to me by Girl Scout leaders that our town is sitting on 20 military vehicles, AAVs, that say Department of Homeland Security on them. When I called up the police department and asked about it, first they wanted to know if I knew where they were. I told them, of course, I don't know exactly where they are, but I know they're back there. And he said, yeah, so what if we have them?
Oh, yeah,
said,
so what?
Well, what do you need them for? He said, for terrorists. And I started laughing. I said, you mean like the FBI attacking the World Trade Towers in 93, 96, and 2001? And he started laughing at me like, you know, I'm,
yeah,
it's
real funny that our federal government is provocateuring and helping attacks on the United States. I mean, it's real funny that they hire a guy named Ahmed Salam, an Egyptian army officer, to infiltrate a few retards, legally retarded people, folks, and build the bomb, rent the truck, carry out the attack, and then blame it on these guys. Yeah, that's real hilarious. But you've got to understand, Bill, I mean, look at all the cop cars that are out there now.
Yes.
At least in New York, they're starting to take the, they're not starting, they are. They're taking the top lights off of the cars. Almost every car now has no top lights, so it's indistinguishable that it's actually a police car until you see the decals. And then another sect of these cars don't even have the decals on them anymore.
Well, I just went past Wrigley Field, actually, last week during a game. And, I mean, you couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting a cop car, without lights on them.
I hear you, man. It's crazy.
It was ridiculous. Keep up the great work, Jason.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. All right. Let's jump to Paul in Oregon. Paul.
Jason, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. I just wanted to talk about Portland, Oregon, where I'm from. If you can get people out here, I mean, you need to see what they're doing here. We have cameras everywhere. We have an intersection in Southeast Portland, 82nd and Powell, that has face recognition cameras on the crosswalks. I'm talking, it is just crazy. We have
I have a good friend out there, my buddy who got that last Clinton confrontation. I'll have to check it out. Paul, thanks for the call. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson after this, PrisonPlanet.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.